with thanks to OTR, where every fifth C coffee is free with the OTR app. We talk all things AFL with Terry Wallace. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Keith. Hope you're well, and to your listeners. Well, we've got a little bit of a week off the footy this week, but plenty going on around the edges.
That's exactly right. And speaking of the edges, the All-Australian nominations have been announced. Anything in particular that caught your eye there?
Oh, I thought it was really pleasing that they went fairly strong for both Port Adelaide and Geelong, that those two sides who incidentally play each other, got the most nominations, and I think that was deservingly so. The couple of guys who missed out, I was a little surprised at. I thought Stephen May, having come across from the Gold Coast to Melbourne, did have a great year in his first year. I thought he was outstanding this year. Him not to get nominated was a bit of a surprise to me, and my major surprise was Todd Goldstein from North Melbourne. I know North were absolutely horrible this year, but I thought he had a really, really good year and led most of the stats for Ruckman in the competition, and decided the All-Australian squad decided to go without him, but I thought he was pretty unlucky not to get the gig. And I suppose the one that a few were very, very surprised with, that I'm very pleased that he made it, but and that's Zach Butters from Port. Only a youngster who's making his way in the game as a small forward. Now, he's done some great work for them this year. I think some just thought it was probably 12 months earlier than what they expected him to get nominated. But when you're the number one team and you keep putting your hand up like he has done this year, I think it's very deserving.
That's exactly right. And Port is the number one team. They finished on top and they will be playing Geelong this time next week, as a matter of fact, at the Adelaide Oval. What are your early thoughts on Port versus Geelong?
My early thoughts are that I think the winner of the game is really in the box seat to get to the grand final. I think Richmond's the better team or the best team on the other side of the draw. So I just think the winner of this could end up meeting Richmond in a grand final. So it's a massive, massive first week of finals, and particularly for Port to hold the advantage of the Adelaide Oval, taking that through to all the way through to a prelim final, so meaning that they would only necessarily need to leave Adelaide once, and that's grand final day to be able to have a crack at winning the flag. And so it becomes just such a big game. The matchup with the fact that Geelong handled it so easily the last time, and Tom Hawkins dominating that game, that's a real interesting one as well. My early initial thoughts is that since that game, Port have played the better football over Geelong. Geelong will be confident playing against them because they beat them so well last time. But my initial reaction is that I think Port can take it up to them.
That's certainly encouraging for all the Port supporters and for all you Port supporters and Crows fans, or no matter who you support. If you pre-order your C coffee with the OTR app, it'll be ready for you when you arrive. Terry Wallace, thank you for joining us, and we'll chat to you next week just as the finals are about to get underway.
Yeah, beautiful, Keith, and we'll have a real in-depth look at it next week and just sort of see whether the power can keep that march going.